Sichta begins with the Takanas Chachamim that a psula should have at the chuppah on Yom HaRevi. She had the erisin a year before, and you give her Yud Beis Chodesh in between the erisin and the Nisuin. And the Nisuin is psula nisus liyom HaRevi. And then the Braisa gave a whole explanation, shoptu, on the top of Gimel on the base. Then the Gemara says, what if you have Bishasa Sakana? About 10 lines from the top. They get married on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. So the Gemara discussed, well, this is Sakana. But you shouldn't get married on Monday. If you have an Oinus, then you're allowed to get married on Monday also. So the Gemara raised the question, what does Oinus mean? Oinus doesn't seem like it's the same as Sakana. So the Gemara gave one suggestion. That was a long time ago. We're up to Ibai Seima. Towards the bottom of Gimel on the base, the Gemara says four lines from the bottom, Ibai Seima, my machmas oinus kidetanya. The Gemara gives a whole story. The gist of the whole story is that we have a klal that we have dinim, and sometimes if you have a big shas atrak, you have dinim, let's say something is aser, and sometimes if shas atrak, we make or something is mutter. So you have two different examples, shas atrak, we would be making for. So, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Taisus and Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that there's a parsha in Chumash of Geulei Klei Midyan. When Bnei Yisrael was successful in the battle against the Melchemes Midyan, against Midyan, so they took, they killed all of the soldiers, and then they took captive the women, and then they captured the behemoths and so on, and then they captured all the trade for pots and pans. So the Torah says that they had a kasher, the tray for pots and pans. Why is that? Because tam ki ikar, if you cook kosher food in a tray for pot, the flavor of the treifas will come out, and it'll make, even though you'll have roiv against it, should have been bottled beroiv, it's a special din. If it's mimishen aminoi, if the flavor is different from the food that you're cooking now, two different flavors, so tam ki ikar, it's as if you're eating the treifas itself. So the Gemara explains that that's only when the kli is still a ben yomo. If 24 hours have not gone by since the last time that they cooked treifas in the pot, what if the kli is an eni ben yomo? So in our Torah I say that the flavor, the treifa tam in the pot is nice and tam l'gam. The worst it can be, it'll be nichnas into the kosher soup, into the kosher food that you're cooking today. The food will be edible, but the flavor that goes in will be poigim b'mitzas and nice and tam l'gam. There's no din of tam kik. So in our Torah it's to cook in a treifer pot, and you don't need fleshik pots, milchik pots, and chomizik pots, and pesodik pots. You can have one pot, and you cook for your goyish and maid chazer in the pot, and then you wait, you put on a sticker, and you write when the 24 hours will be up, then you can cook kosher food. And the same pot, you cook fleshik, so wait 24 hours, you can cook milchik. Use a chomizik pot, you wait 24 hours, you can use it for Pesach. All you need is one set of silverware, one set, just wait 24 hours and your problems are solved. The sticker may fall off and it may stick on the other part. You may make a mistake, mix up the sticker. So they made Gzera, the Rabbanon, that's the last daffin of it. Gzera, ene ben yom, ota ben yom. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed to cook in a tray for pot, even if it's a kli she'ene ben yomo, because the Gzera, you may make a mistake and you'll forget and you use the kli ben yomo, and it'll make treif, the kosher food that you cook, because if it's a kli ben yom, it's nice and tam l'shvach, and tam ki ikar, it'll asa. What's a din b'di'evet if you cooked in a treif a kli shein by mistake? So b'di'evet, it doesn't asa. So Tosfos had a problem, the Baalei HaTosfos had a problem. The Jews used to bake their own bread. They wouldn't buy treif of bread that the goyim had baked, because the goyim used to bake bread with lard. In America, they're still in the South. They still cook with baked bread with lard. New York area, they don't do it anymore. The goyim don't do it anymore. But years ago, that was a very common practice, to use the baked bread with chazer shmaltz. So they couldn't buy the treifer bread from the goyim. So they had to bake their own kosher bread. But the Jews didn't have a bakery. Jews were in business to make money. And bakers apparently don't make so much money. Jews were a real business to make a lot of money. So they used to rent permission, they used to rent the right to use the baker, the goyish bakery to bake the kosher bread. But the goyim wouldn't let them kasher the baking tins. So they had treifa tins that had a bliya of chazer shmaltz in it. So, and the goyim didn't let them kasha. So they had to wait till the kli was ene ben yomo. But ene ben yomo is a gzera derabban. Ene ben yomo is also derabban gzera otu ben yomo. So Tosfos says the shas hatcha kedi'eved domi. Since b'di'eved, if you would have baked the kosher bread on the tray for baking tins, b'di'eved the bread would be kosher because of b'li'ah. That's ene ben yomo is nice and tam lefgam. And it was nice and tam legam, so the din of tam kiker doesn't apply. And this is the chashas hatchak. What do you think? The guy's going to live all of his life without any bread? In America, we can do it because we have so much other food. People all week long usually don't eat any bread. Shabbos and Yantar, we eat bread because there's a mitzvah. You have to have a suda to eat bread. But all week long, we don't eat bread. But years ago, bread was the main course in the meal. The Rishonim use a malit ala lechem yichyeh ha'adam. The pasuk says, "Lo al alechem levado yichyeh ha'adam," but the Rishonim use a malitza al alechem yichyeh ha'adam. Years ago, people would have 8 slices of bread and a little bit of whatever. The bread would be the main meal, and a little bit of chicken, a little bit of fish, a little bit of eggs, whatever. But they didn't. Not like us. All week long, we don't eat any bread at all. So since it's a real tzorech to have bread, al alechem yichyeh ha'adam. So Tosfos says that b'shas hatcha kedi eved domi. The whole din you're talking about a din de rabbanan. Eina ben yom atam yom is a gzera de rabban. And the gzera de rabban is only instituted lachatchila. But if you'll cook the kosher food in a tray for pot, when it's eina ben yom, it won't make the food awesome. So if it's a big shas hatchak, the Tosfos has that chiddush. It's self understood that shas hatchak, kidiyevid, whatever is mutter b'diyevid would be mutter b'shas hatchak also. So you have to figure out rules and regulations. When does it apply? When does it not apply? We don't always apply this rule. Sometimes there are cases where b'di'evid something would be mutter and shas hatchak may not make up. So it depends how serious the issue was. Are you dealing with a real serious din derabban? Okay. So sometimes you make up b'shas hatchak because kach tikna chachamim that b'di'evid would be mutter. So Tosfos formulates that klal and Shulchan Aruch quotes that klal from Tosfos. Shas hatchak k'di'evid. Then you have in Yeridaya, you have a lot of times the Ramah throws in a lot of chumras. And then he says, if it's a big hefsed merubah, then you make them. Why you make all the din changes when there's a hefsed merubah? Why does the din change when there's a hefsed merubah? So the Ramah himself explains why. The Ramah wrote a sefer Torah Schatos. The Shach, on every page in Yeridaya, quotes all the time from the Torah Schatos. So the Ramah explains in the first page in the Torah Schatos and the Hagdama, so he explains what the klal is based on. If it's mutter b'shas hatchak, that means that mikra din is really mutter. What you have is the following situation. Let's say you have a machlokes, Rashi and all the Rishonim. And everybody disagrees with Rashi, and basically we don't pass like Rashi. The Rambam has an unusual chumrah, or the Rashbo has, the Rabbi Natam has, one of the Rishonim has an unusual chumrah. Mikra din, he has been outvoted, we don't pass like that. But out of respect for that Rishon, we have kovet tamid hacham. So out of respect for that Rishon, we don't want to violate his opinion. So if it's not a hefsed meruba, so we say you should aser it. But if you have a situation of a hefsed meruba, so how much, to what extent are you mechuyev to be mechabet tamid chacham, even to lose an awful lot of money? There's a limit how far it goes, the chiyev kvot tamid chacham. So that's what the Ramo says in many cases. If it's Erev Shabbos and you have guests coming, of a makam mitzvah, Erev Shabbos alone, and you say that it's also, you won't have any food to eat on Shabbos, or if you have a hefsed meruba, in different cases the Ramo will make up. The Ramo himself explains why in Hakdama to the Torah Schatos, because Meikir Adin, it's mutter behefsed merubah, means that Meikir Adin, it's really mutter, but it's only Mishim Kvodo Shalchachim Pliny that we're choshish for his shita. And if it's too much of a hefsed mammon, so you're not mechuyev to be mechabed that tamachach. So here the Gemara has such a fascinating din. They arrange for a chasana, and if they'll postpone the wedding for a week, there'll be a tremendous hefsed merubah. Why will it be a tremendous hefsed merubah? So the Gemara says, because it's a city, it's not a krach. If it's a big metropolis, a krach, then you can always find customers all by. And the wine was already yena mazug. And tivchot tafuach, they already shechted everything. They had no refrigeration then. You have no refrigerator, you have no freezer, so all the food is going to get spoiled. And meisav of shalchas and im shalkalo, one of the major players in the wedding died. Today is going to be a tremendous hefsed merubah. Years ago, they didn't send out invitations to the whole world to come to the wedding. When the girl would be able to go to mikveh, so they would make up. The next week, we're going to have the wedding. But today, you have to rent the hall in advance, and you have to rent the orchestra in advance, and the photographer in advance. You're going to postpone the wedding. It'll be a set of thousands of dollars. And the caterer, a fortune of money, said, today, you don't even need to postpone a wedding. You don't need all the conditions anymore. To postpone a wedding, for sure, it's going to be a hefsed merubah, unless it's a tiny little wedding, okay? But if it's going to be a major hefsed merubah, so then there's room to be makel. To be makel that what? That something that's really mutter, mikra din, it's really mutter, but usually we wouldn't do it, we would recommend not to do it. So here we go, basa the ikad din. We revert back to the ikad din. What's the ikad din over here? So there is a din when someone dies. So there's a mitzvah saseh to bury him on the same day if that's possible. Person dies 5 minutes before the shkia, so he can't fulfill the mitzvah. Kovetik b'redim b'yom ha'lu. The original pasuk of Kvura only says by harugi bezin. And Chumash Dvarman says, kiyeh b'yish chet mishpat mavis v'humas v'salisa osa al-eitz v'sol nevlas al-eitz kovetik b'redim b'yom ha'lu kikilas elikim toli and so on. So kovetik b'redim b'yom ha'lu is a mitzvah saseh to bury before the shkia, if that's possible. If it's, he dies 10 minutes before the shkia, it's not physically possible to bury before the shkia. So then there's still a lois essay, lo sol and the lois alayz, not to do halon. Halon is still a lois al shacha till tomorrow morning. The Mishnah says in the middle of Sanhedrin and the Mem's over there, the original din in the Chumash goes on Haruge Bezin. And the Gemara has a shot, does it apply to a regular mace? So we assume it does apply. It's a mechloikas in the Gemara, whether it's min ha-Torah or mid-Rabbanan. Whether the mitzvah of Kvura and Lasol and Nivlosa, whether it's Minatur or Rabban, the Rambam assumes that it's Minatur. That's how the Lecha Mishnah has a comment. He explains the Rambam like that in Hilchas Ovel, that there are two, you look in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Rambam Vavam, and Beisah, so the Gemara has two brises that are practically word for word the same thing. That the din of Kovetik Berenu was written Kefaloshen. Why is it written? There's Machlekes Hatanaim, whether Dibetur Klesham Miradim, Allah Dibetur Klesham Miradim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he dictate it in a divine style language and every word means something? Or did he dictate it in Loshon Bnei-Adam? So when people talk, a lot of times they repeat themselves. You have an extra phrase, an extra sentence, you repeat the same thing twice. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, a fundamental machlokes. Rabbi Kiva holds lo dibeterek l'shem bnei-Adam. So whenever you have l'shenis kfulim, whenever you have a double Loshon, so Gemara darshan something. It must mean that it's teaching us something. When you ever have a whole pasuk that's repeated, so we assume that there must be some chiddush in the pasuk. Can't be the Chumash writes a pasuk unnecessarily. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion Dibur Torah Kedushin Miriam. Rabbi Shlom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't believe in divine authorship of the Bible. All the Tanaim agree that the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter, but the Machlokes is whose language? In Loshon Bnei-Adam language, so you don't have the right to be medayik so carefully every word and every phrase. Rabbi Shmuel says sometimes you have a whole parsha that's repeated in the Chumash, you would have known all the dinim. It's nemra because of one din, once in Chadash, you have another 10 dinim that were repeated totally unnecessarily. And we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We assume like Rabbi Akiva on this issue that lo dibur Torah k'lishan b'yom. So we darshan l'shan is k'vulim. So it says kovetik b'rena b'yom ahu. So the Gemara in the both brises it says the exact same thing, practically word for word, that you shouldn't think that the mitzvah of kvura and essay kovetik b'rena b'yom ahu and the loy says in the solon of los alay, it's not to leave the mace till tomorrow. You shouldn't think that it's only by haruge bezdin. No, kovetik b'rena means a kefaloshen, a filemes al mitosai. A person dies at the age of 120. Right? Also, you have all the dinim. Mitzvahs kvuras menatur, kvura bekarka, and the essay and the lois essay. So the Lech Mishnah asks, why does the brisa, they have two brises back to back. They say exactly the same thing. So why does the Gemara quote the both brises? The other 25 brises also say the same thing. Why do the Gemara bother to quote both? So the Lech Mishnah points out, in order to explain a problematic Rambam, he says the difference is that in one brisa says, remez l'kvura menatur minayin. Remez usually means that it's a din derabbanan. You have rare cases like the Gemara in the beginning of Makkas, the first time of Makkas. Remez leidim zayim mishalokim and atar minay. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that that's Minat Torah. The Gemara says, Remez Leitim Zem Shalok Minat Torah Minay. That's Minat Torah. But usually, when it says the word Remez, that's a dead giveaway that it's only a Din de Rabban.
So the Gemara in the Kiddushin says Remez
The Gemara says Yichud is deraisa, so that's a machloikis, whether deraisa means deraisa, or deraisa means that it has an asmachta, has a remes. That's also machloikis of Rishonim, whether Yichud by arais is a real din deraisa, or just means that it's a remes. Yeah. Same thing the Gemara has later about covering a hair. So the Gemara says, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that married women have to cover their hair. You look in the Sifreya, not pasuk. Gemara says, Rosh Parua deraisu, the bottom of Ein Beis Amin Aleph. You look on the Sifrei, and they quote that pasuk. So the Sifrei seems to assume that it's only an asmachta, it's not a din deraisa. Every so often the Gemara says, the Gemara has a lot of drushes, and Gemara says it's deraisa. And a lot of times we assume it's not deraisa. There's a Mishnah middle of Gittin, that there's a series of Mishnayis. The Mishnah starts, Perek HaShalech starts off, Takonas the Rabbanon in the area of Gittin. Then the Mishnah goes on attention. It lists off many, many, many more Takonas the Rabbanon that have nothing to do with Gittin. They don't belong in Gittin at all. But Agav, that you started by the first Mishnah in HaShalech, quotes two Takonas the Rabbanon, Bipnei Tikkun Olam and Hilchas Gittin. So they quote Pruzbul and they quote more Takonas. That wherever he used to leave the Erev in this fellow's apartment for the last 25 years, so you leave it there this year also. Even though a prominent Talmud Chacham moved into the building, you should leave the Erev in his apartment. Whoever has chazak in the mitzvah, that's in Shulchan Aruch, the whole institution of whoever got mafta yoina last year, whoever davens farnam, there's an institution of chazak in mitzvah. People shouldn't think that he must have done some major avera that we took away the mitzvah from him. So if he did it many times, so he continues. So that's also in the Mishnah there, the various takonas. So the Mishnah says one of the takonas there are is that the kohen gets the first aliyah. So the Gemara says, isn't that deraisa, the kidashtoi, of tachrish and lebrachlishin? The kohen gets the first aliyah as a din deraisa. The Gemara explains, ben atori, the kohen can be merchel on his covet. And with the rabbanon, we don't permit him to be merchel on his covet because it may cause friction. One day he'll be merchel on his covet for this person. Next day he won't be machal on his covered for the other person, so it'll cause a machloikis and shul. So the Gemara says that the kohen getting the first aliyah is deraisa. The takonah de rabbanon goes on something else, that he shouldn't be machal. And Taisus in Chulin writes that the kohen getting the first aliyah is only the rabbanon. Taisus has halacha lemaisa, psak based on the assumption. The kohen getting the first aliyah is only the rabbanon. The Gemara says deraisa. It means that it has an asmachta. Every so often you have such a Gemara. So here, so we assume, the Rambam assumes, Lachal Maisa, we in Shulchan Aruch follow that. We assume that the mitzvah's kvura, with the essay covered the Gbrenna by Yamahu before the Shkia, the Sol and the Vlasai, not to be Melanus Hameis, all of this is deraisa not only by the Harugi Bezdin, in the context of the Pasuk, the way it's written, it applies even to Meis Al Mitosa. A normal person dies from old age. Also, you have the mitzvah kvura. Are there any cases, are there any exceptions to the rule where you're permitted to be melech and sameis? So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Helei ne'er lechvodo. We do it all the time. Helei ne'er lechvodo. If you live in a little village and you have no telephone and you have no way of contacting anybody else, so all the people in the village are going to come attend the funeral. They'll announce after Shacharis that someone died. So everyone, the funeral is going to take place this afternoon. So everybody will show up. But today, you have the children live in Arba Kamfas Oretz, and you're going to notify, well, the children want to come to the funeral, and relatives want to fly in, so you usually don't do the kvura on the same day. We usually leave the kvura over to the next day. We postpone the kvura to give everybody a chance. Mishim ipnei kovet ames. Why do we allow that? What, tashin and time of the kro? That's what Achreinim asked Akasha. There was a machlekes satanoim. In the end of Bava Metzia, whether Dashin and time of the Kro, Loi Dashin and time of the Kro. The Chumash says, L'sachvol beged almana. You're not allowed to take as a mashkin. If you're lending money to an almana, you're not permitted to take her clothing as a mashkin. So the Gemara asks, why not? What kind of an issue is that, L'sachvol beged almana? So the Gemara explains as Pashat, why? Because if you took as a mashkin a ksus yom, and the almana needs it back by yom, she has to go work. Just to make a living. So you're going to have to give it back to Ksus Yom Bayom. If you took a pair of pajamas and she needs the pajamas to sleep at night, so you have to give it back the pajamas, ksus laila, you have to give it back balaila. That's in the Chumash, it says like that. You have to give back ksus, if the person needs it, ksus yomayom, ksus laila balaila, you have to give back. So the Gemara says, imagine if you're going to take the mashkin, the almana, the poor almana only has one dress, she only has one pair of pajamas. So she's going to call me up in the morning at the 7:30 in the morning, she needs a dress to go to work. So I'm going to go, but I'll tell her on the telephone, but I want another mashkin. So she says, all she has to give me is a mashkin of pajamas. So she's going to stand behind the door. I'm going to ring the bell. She's going to stand behind the door. She has no clothes on. She took off her pajamas. She hands the pajamas through the crack in the door. Now I'm going to give her the dress. Then she's going to call me up 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. She wants to go to sleep. So I have to go to her house and give it back the pajamas. I say, I want a mashkin. So they're going to be back to ksusio. So every morning, I'm going to be knocking on her door at 7:30 in the morning, giving her a dress, walking off with pajamas. And every night, I'm going to be giving her her pajamas. I'm going to walk off with the dress. So the neighbors are going to say, the rich man is having an affair with this poor woman. He's paying her money. He's walking all the time with the pajamas, with the dress, every morning, every night. He's knocking on the door of the alman. Atamasi Hashem Rabbi Shechina Sel. So obviously the Gemara assumes that's the reason for the din. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, what if the almana is very rich, Mrs. Gimbel's and Mrs. Macy's, and she has a million dresses that she's going to sell in the store. She doesn't need this. She doesn't wear these dresses. You still say, Adin Rasachfo Begit Almana. I lent her $1 million and I want to take a million dresses as a mashkin. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. So Reb Shimon says, Dashin in time in the Krah. If it's obvious what the reason for the din is, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the din doesn't apply. That's one of the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem. All the Tanoim agree that it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn what the dinim are, to learn what moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Chumash trying to teach us. What's the reason? What are the Tamei HaMitzvahs? Everybody agrees to that. But the Shaila is the time of the Kor, the Tamei HaMitzvahs, is that from the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpem? And therefore it regulates the application of the din. So if the woman is an almana ashira, so the mashkin and also, the whole din doesn't apply. Or she did say no. Time of the Kroh is a chelik of Talmud Torah. But it's not a drasha. You can't say dashina time of the Kroh. It's not from Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpem that whenever the reason for the mitzvah shouldn't apply, then the whole din won't apply. So we paskin loy dashina time of the Kroh. Even if all the Tanaim agree what the reason for the mitzvah is, and there's a circumstance, there's a situation where the Tama mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah still applies. Nonetheless, this Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Helineu lechvodo, if they left over the mace till tomorrow, they did halonas hameis, lehovile orim et tachrichem, they have no orim, or to bring tachrichem, or to tell more people to come, to notify more people to come. So it says that it's mutas. So achreinim are bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say, loy dashin in time in the grove? We don't pass like Reb Shimon. How come all of a sudden here it's muta? So they answer, some safer answers like this, and other poskim say like that. The only time there's a machlokes HaTanaim, whether dashina, machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether dashina, time in the Kroh or not, is when the Chumash doesn't write the reason. But here it says, the soul of Nevlosal hates, ki kovetik berem bayamahu ki, because, kila selakim talui, because man is created by tzelem alakim, ben yisrael abonim lamokim. So it's an issue of kovet abrius. It's a violation of kovet abrius if you're going to postpone the kvura till tomorrow. So whenever it'll enhance the kavod habriyah, so then the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. Whenever the Torah writes the reason explicitly next to the mitzvah, that's what they point out. The Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin has like that. By Melech, it says, La'yarba la'noshim, the Melech is not allowed to have more than 18 wives. That's how we pass him, achlegs, how many wives. Then it says, V'la'yosar es levavoy. So one Tana says, what if the Oshim tzadkanias, one by one, he marries all the girls from Beis Yankiv, they're all frumma girls. It's not going to happen, like yourselves above. It's not going to happen. They're not interested in Olam Hazeh. They're all from and Medlach. So one Tana says it's Mutter, because the Pasuk says, Le'yabla Noshim Lo Yosef Es Levava. It says the reason for it. So you can't say over there, Lo Dashin the time of the Kroh. Unless you'll read the Pasuk, Le'yabla Noshim semicolon, that's one Yisr. Lo Yosef Es Levava is a different Yisr. It's not that that's the reason for the. So Gemara said, that's a Machlag Satanaim. How do you translate the Pasuk? They say Le'yarbala Nashim Velayosos Levava is the reason for the din Le'yarbala Nashim. So then everyone will agree. Of course, Dashina time in the Kroh. It says Beferish the reason. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. Fine. So here, by Halanus Hameis, the pasuk gives the reason. It says, "Lason of Losalites Kikilos Alekim Tola," because it's a violation of Kavod Abrius. Man is created B'Tzalem Alekim, but ain't so Alabonim Lamokim. Tzalem Alekim applies to the Nochem also. There's no Chiyuv Kvura by Nochem. So that's what the Ramban Chumash points out. So you have to say Kilos Alekim Tola means that B'nei Yisrael Abonim Lamokim. It's a more Tzalem Alekim. So the pasuk gives the reason. That there are certain cases, the whole din, the whole essay, but the lois essay, everything, is because of Kavod Abrius. And if you're going to be melon says to enhance Kavod Abrius, then it's okay. So that's, the Gemara somehow assumes over here that the Ikir Adnin, you can always do this. If you have somebody died, so there's a mitzvah to bury him the same day, not to wait till tomorrow. And then you're going to have a wedding. So if you're going to be koiva the mace first, either the chosen or the kala, one of them is going to be an avelus, then they won't be able to observe the shivasim amishta till after the shivasim avelus are over. So the Gemara seems to assume the ikar adin, it should really always be mutter. The Gemara explains later, Amdalan on the base. Gemara explains Amdalan on the base. When does the Chiyav Avelus begin? So it's when does the Shiva begin? So the Gemara has six, seven lines from the bottom. Mishum Dalachal Alav Avelusa. There's Machlegs Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Lezer's opinion is not accepted. Reb Lezer Shamutehu. He was from the Beis Shammai. Usually identifies with the Bishama. Usually we don't accept his opinion. The Gemara says they're rare. It's rare. The Gemara Nida in the first page says it's very rare that we pass on like Rabbi Lezer when he disagrees with the Rabbi Shua. So this is the case where we pass on like Rabbi Shua. We don't pass on like Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Shua's opinion that's accepted is Achiyistam Hagolah. The Avelus doesn't begin until Stimus Hagolah. Rabbi Lezer thinks that it begins even before. Stimus Hagolah is the Kvura. Somehow at the end of the Kvura. And Rabbi Lezer's opinion is it begins way before. Atzieitze mi Pesach Habayis. When they take the mace out of the house, the beginning of the Kvura, beginning of the Levaya. Rabbi Lezer says that the Shiva begins then. We pass like Rabbi Shua, the Shiva doesn't begin until Stimus Hagel. Yeah. What exactly does it mean, Stimus Hagel? Stimus Hagel means the Kvura. The Gemara Kvura. What is that? So that's a famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is the bottom line on Dalet Amud Beis. And Tesis writes, the Kama Mekam is Pirish Rashi. Tesis says, quite a few places, Rashi, the bottom Tesis on Dalet Amud Beis, at Shiyistam Agol, it says, Tesis doesn't bother quoting this Rashi. Rashi writes it over here. Tesis says, the Kama Mekam is Pirish Rashi. Rashi always gives the same shot. The Gemara talks about Goyle V'Doifik. A mace is Metame B'maga B'maso B'Ohal. Maga means I touch a mace, so it's Metame. Masa means, let's say I'm wearing gloves, or the mace has clothing on. So I touch the mace, but I'm not touching him because he has clothing on. I touch the part of the body that's covered with clothes. So there is no maga. But if I push the mace, I move it like this. That's masa. And then ohel is I'm in the same room. The mace is the other end of the room, and I'm over here. And there's an oil hamshocha. There's an oil that's on top of him that continues over me. So mace is bentame b'maga b'masa b'ohel. Not all, some things are only mitame b'maga. Let's say the Shemayna Shvatzim that are listed off in Chumash. A dead sheretz is only mitame b'maga. It's not mitame b'masa. A nivlas behema, a behema dies. Let's say you have meat in the A&P that never had any shechita. So that's an avela. So an avela is mitame b'maga u'b'masa. And a meis adam is mitame b'maga b'masa u'b'oha. So Tosfos quotes, there is a Gemara in Behemam Kasha, Kula, that fine base on the base, Tosfos quotes it, that Goyle of the Deifik is Metame, it's a funny din, Goyle of the Deifik is Metame b'maga u'ba'ohel, and it's not Metame b'masa. Tosfos there in Kula finds it very hard to believe. Where did this come from? What kind of a combination? What kind of a cockeyed din is that? Metame b'maga u'ba'ohel, and it's not Metame b'masa. Tosfos says, maybe it's Halachal Moshe Mi Sinai, they're not sure. Because the one never explains where it comes from. That's what it says in the Gemara. Goyle b'doifik is metame b'maga uba ohel, and it's not metame b'masam. So what is a goyle b'doifik? So Rashi says, goyle is the lid of the coffin, kisi ha'oren, and the doifik, Rashi learns, are the two sideboards in the coffin, the four boards on the side of the coffin, that the lid is doifik on. Why is it called doifik? So Tosis in different places writes different shotim within Rashi. Most of the time Tosis writes because the lid is dofek. The lid is banging on the four walls, that on the four sides of the coffin that hold the lid up. And other Tosis they write here on the side. Take a look on Hey Amid Aleph, the end of this long Tosis. So they tell you there's a parallel Tosis in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis and in Sukkot Daf Chav Gimel and in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. And then there's another one in Brachas. In the middle of the Tosfos, it says, Brachas Yutes on the base Visham. What does it mean, Visham? Visham means that on that daf, there's a Tosfos that talks about the same topic. Here it says, Chulin Kuf Chlav on the base Visham. Visham means that there, on that daf, there's a Tosfos that discusses the same topic. And Nazir Daf Nundalan Madala Visham means that there in Nazir, there's a Tosfos that talks about that topic. So there are several Tosfos in the Shas. So in some of the Tosfos, they say, according to Rashi, the golem is the lid, and what is the dofek? The dofek are the walls on the side of the coffin, because the lid is dofek on the walls. And in another place, Tosfos writes, because the mace is banging against the walls. The mace is going to roll. As the mace rolls around, the mace is dead. He lies flat on the bottom, on the floor of the coffin. I don't know why should the walls on the side be called the dofek, because the mace is going to bang on the walls. Anyway, but that's what Tosfos has two suggestions. So Rashi learns that goyel v'dofik means the coffin. What does it mean, mishayistam ha-goyelo? Once you put the mace in the coffin and you put the lid on, so then the abelus begins. And Tosfos does not accept Rashi's pshat.
Would that be before Yisem and Pesach, or would that, even according to Rashi, is that later that you put the lid on?
The Gemara says that that's usually later. It's possible to do it before. I don't know. Gemara says it usually happens later. Gemara tells a story. And where is it? In Moed Katan, I think. Moed Katan Chav Zayin Amud Beis. That once there was a funeral and all the Tanoim attended. So after they did Stimas HaGailo, so Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, now you have to take your shoes off. So he said, we already took our shoes off because Rabbi Lezer told us when we left the house. So usually the Stimas HaGailo would be as they're about to bury the mace. Possible that it happens before. So we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, Stimas HaGailo. So Rashi learns Stimas HaGailo when the mace is sealed up in the coffin. Tosfos says that that's not correct. Just like Atchayetzim, Yitesach HaBais is the beginning of the Levaya, so Stimas HaGailo is the end of the Levaya. When is the end of Levaya? So Tosfos claims, Rabbi Natam claims, that the Goylo is something that rolls. So they say it's the Matzeva. Something like a Matzeva. They used to roll the Matzeva. Other opinions in the Shittim Gobetz to say it's not really the Matzeva. They used to have an ohel, yeah. They used to have a mace in an ohel, like big Chassidish Rebbe's, to have an ohel. And then used to roll around Golos Seven, they used to roll a stone to close up the front of the ohel. So that was also like a Matzeva. So Tosfos says that the Stimas HaGol means the Gemar HaKvura. When you put up the Matzeva, by us, we don't have. Plain person doesn't have an ohel, so he has, when you put the matzeva up, so that's the gemara of the kvura, so that's when the shiva begins, yeah. So then the Rabbi Natam asks, and if you don't? Today, the minig is that you don't put up a matzeva till a year later. Some have the minig, you put it up right before the Yud Beis Chodesh is up, some have the minig, put it up after the Yud Beis Chodesh. What is that all based on? So they say in Shulchan Aruch that the gemara says, it's a gzeira lameish, he's mishtakech min alev after Yud Beis Chodesh. The Baruch Shalom is kind to us, so he made human nature that when someone dies, so you cry, and then after a year, you forget about the mace, a little bit, you forget about the mace. So some have the meaning, you put the matzeva before the Yud Beis Chodesh are up, so you shouldn't forget about the mace. Some have the meaning, you wait dafke after the Yud Beis Chodesh, soon after the yahrzeit, so you forgot about the mace a little bit, so to remind you again about the mace. Rabbi Kivegan Yeredeh quotes the Tumenot. Now in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that they put up the matzeva by the shlosh. Doesn't matter. So Rabbi Natam asked, and what if you don't put up the matzeva? So you don't begin shiva till a year later? till the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Rabbi Natan says no. If they plan to put up Matzeva today, so you didn't finish the Kvura yet. So the Kvura is only completed when you put up the Matzeva. If you don't plan to put a Matzeva today, so when you fill up the whole cavity. So that's the Gemara of the Kvura. Let's say the mace is 6 feet under. So in order to be considered Kvura Bekarka, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva, how deep down do you have to bury the mace? Does it really have to be 6 feet under? So Moshe quotes from the Eridei, as long as you have Gimel Tvachim Ofer, you have to have, like the Shia Lovud, you have to have Gimel Tvachim. Because it says in the Eridei, they quote from Maseches Machas, sometimes bury mace on top of each other. When the Beis HaKvaris is all full, so what are you going to use up the whole world? So the Maseches Machas says you can bury one mace on top of another. They're different. But the Kvar in Europe, well, we know like that, in Prague and other places like that, where they buried mace in different layers. So the din is you have to have six tvachim of offer in between the bottom mace and the upper mace. Why? The Moshe explains, you need three tvachim of offer around each mace. Three tvachim on top, three tvachim on the bottom, three tvachim on the side. So if you have two mace near each other, you have to have at least six tvachim of offer in between the two mace. Each mace has each oren, each mace. If there's no oren, each mace have to have three tvachim around. So the highest up, let's say the cemetery is swampy. You don't want to bury a mace in the mud. So you want to bury the mace a little higher when it's not swampy. So how far down do you have to go? What's the minimum that you have to go down that it should be considered kvura bekarka? Can you leave the oren on top of the ground so that you're not becoming the din of kvura bekarka? And Moshe says if you have three tvachim of offer on top of the oren, that's considered kvura bekarka. That's sufficient. But let's say they lowered the mace 6 feet under and they threw three tvachim of offer on top of it and they plan to throw more offer today. They're going to fill it up. But their relatives want to go home. So the din is they don't really begin shiva until after the gmar ha-kvura. Even al pidin, the kvura is finished. All you need is three tvachim of offer. But if they plan to do more, so it's not yet stimus ha-gelul. If they plan to put a matzeva today, so the Avelis doesn't begin till he put up the Matzeva. That's the Gemara of the Kvura. We don't put up a Matzeva right away. We don't put the same day. So we wait 30 days or 12 months, whatever it is. So by us, when they filled in the whole cavity. They filled in the whole cavity. Sometimes they say, just throw on three tvachim of offer and shine. Then they have the non-Jews do the rest of the filling up of the cavity. And the children already start the shiva. Because it's late in the day. And so that's not right. The shiva doesn't begin till the Kmar HaKfur. Kmar HaKfur means what do you plan to do now? So if you plan to fill in the whole cavity, so you didn't finish it.
So when, in the Talmud Gemara, when someone was like, Malake Atmos Ava V'Imo, right? So isn't there like a Dinder Abundant of like, you have to like create like Avelos for that day or something?
Right.
So is there like that kind of concept by you put up the Masebo in the sense that like you're really finishing off the process?
No. Yeah, there is nothing, no. By Malakah, it means you undid the Kvura. Now you rebury him again. Yerushalmi has different opinions. What if you're not Malakah Tatsomas? What if the mace was buried in an Oren? And then you're transporting the Oren from one place to the other. So one opinion is, if he's in an Oren, even though you take the Oren out of the ground, you put it in a different location. So one Bryson, Yerushalmi says, there's no din of Likah Tatsomas. And one Bryson says it depends whether the Oren is made from wood or made from metal. If it's made from metal, then it's kvura bekarka. So wherever you go, the mace is in the karka, because metal is karka. But if the oren is made from wood, our minig is we always use wood. So if the oren is made from wood, not made from metal, so then wood is gedula karka, wood is not karka, so then there's no kvura bekarka. So if you took the oren out, then you rebury in a different location, then you did a new kvura, so you have to start the avelus again, at sof hayom. That one Bryce says, if the mace is in an oren, whatever kind of an oren, and you move the oren from one location to the other, there's no din of Likah Tatsomas, because it's considered as if he's buried the whole time. The other Bryce in Yerushalmi distinguishes, if he's buried in a wooden coffin, like we do all the time, buried in a wooden coffin, then he's not kovah b'karka. Then it's like you took him out of the karka, and you're going to put him back in the karka, so that is Likah Tatsomas. But if he's buried in a metal coffin, so metal is karka. So he's in karka the whole time. He was originally in the karka 6 feet under, and I picked up the whole karka and I moved the karka to a new place. So there is such an opinion in Yerushalmi. We don't pask like either. We pask in the, even if it's in a metal coffin, you also have Avelus Osayom. The din of Lika Tatsamas. So that's the machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and Rashi, and we follow the Rabbi Natam. We don't follow Rashi on this. We assume Achiyista Magoilo means that the Avelus Shiva doesn't begin until after the Gemara of the Gfurim. We usually don't put up the Matzevah, so when you fill in the whole cavity, that's considered the Gemara HaGfurim, then the Shiva begins. Yeah. So let's say somebody died, and if they're going to bury the mace, then you're going to have the kvura, and then the Shivas Me'avel is going to begin. Then you can't have the wedding festivities. You can't have Shivas Me'amishta. So more correct is you should bury the mace. Under normal circumstances, you would bury the mace and postpone the wedding. But if you have a makam hefsed merubah, the Gemara gives hefsed merubah because the yain is mozug and the flesh, there's no refrigeration, and he shechted it already. And it's not a gigantic city. You won't be able to sell it. And someone, and the one who died is crucial to the wedding. Everything adds up to a hefsed merubah. So if you have a hefsed merubah, then if we revert back to the Iker HaDin. The Iker HaDin, strictly speaking, is that you can make the wedding first. You make the wedding first. And then after they have the wedding, and after they have a boil bilas mitzvah, the Gemara says, you have the chuppah, and then you have bilas mitzvah. Then the Shivas Me'amishta set in. And then, since it's Shivas Me'amishta, so just like if someone dies Meis Beregel, someone dies on Yontif, so one doesn't observe Avel Shiva on Yontif, so to over here, because Yontif is a Yom Shal Simcha, and Shiva is Yimei Evel, and Yimei Simcha, Yimei Evel are retarded as Hasra. Can't label the days as both Yimei Simcha and Yimei Evel. So just like Misha Meisla Meis Beregel, wait till Yontav is over, you bury them Machal HaMoed, you bury them on the second day Yontav, first day Yontav, by day Amimim, whatever, if someone dies on the first day Yontav, so in days of the Gemara, they would bury Ayidei Goyim, Ayidei Amimim. If someone dies the second day Yontav, you can bury Ayidei Yisrael. Yeah. Today, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer that those had Terim to bury on the first day Yontav, Ayidei Amimim, and on the second day Yontav, Ayidei Yisrael, is not so much in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kvura, he thinks that the real reason for the heter, the reason why they were makel, to have Amira Lenochri, to have Kvura de Israel, because the body is going to decompose. They didn't have any freezers, Bismana Gemar. So the body is going to decompose, going to be a Bizayin Ames. But he says, Bismana said that they have freezers, so he says there's no heter to do a Kvura. Not on Yantav Rishon, Ide Amimin, not on Yantav Shein Israel. Then he says, aye, but it says in Shulchan Aruch like that. So he says, they didn't have any freezers. Aye, how can I disagree with the Shulchan Aruch? So he keeps on the bottom line. He says, it doesn't apply. He says, it didn't, doesn't apply, Bismana says. So many communities, the Father Rav Moshe, that it's not proper to have, I remember years ago, they used to have funerals on Yontav Rishon, Yontav Sheni, and all the relatives would be driving all over the place. They all called each other on the telephone, and everybody was driving. The stam is chilul yantav. The whole thing is not right. Aside from Rav Moshe's reason, Rav Moshe holds mikra din. It's not allowed today, not because of a gzeira. And the Agudas Rabbanim made an iser in the New York area that you shouldn't do any funerals on Yontav Rishon, Yontav Sheni, because it's just going to cause a lot of chilul yantav. People are going to be driving all over the place unnecessarily.
What about in communities where there's bnei Torah? What about in communities where everyone's bnei Torah?
So you don't have the concern that there may be Mechal Yontav, but Rav Moshe still says that since there's no Bizoyin Ameis, the body's not going to decompose, you can put it in a freezer. So his opinion is that it's not, that there's no Heter. He thinks the whole Heter, the Chachamim, the Tanaim gave a Heter to bury the Meisim on Yontav Rishon, Ayidei Amimim, Ayidei Yisrael, on Yontav Sheni, is only because of the Bizoyin Ameis, the Nivel Ameis.
I have a question, really, both things, but, why? Is that considered an essay
deraisa? Is what an essay
deraisa? Cover a tick for
him. It's an essay deraisa, yeah.
So then, like, the question by Yantav
and then the question
on
Agamar.
You say,
Yantav
should say
an essay.
It's just
a loss of saying that. No, to do a malach on Yantav is loisa essay. So you never say essay decha loisa. The Gemara says, Bama Madlikin. You can't say essay decha loisa essay. One beitza has like that. You can't say esedech alo sese on Yontav to allow malachas to do kisei adam or to do kvura, because Yontav is esed bilo sese. In esedech alo sese, we don't allow that. It's a special heter in Amir Eliakum on the first day Yontav, special heter that the Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanon, that they allowed Kfura Odei Yisrael. So Rav Moshe thinks the spell Shehater was because of the Bizoyin Ameis, because they're going to be Nivel Ameis, the body's going to decompose. But he says today that we have freezes, there's no decomposition, so there's no Heter at all.
Right. What about our Gemara?
Our Gemara says if you have a big Hefsed Merubah, so we allow you to do what's Mutter anyway. What's Mutter anyway? So it sounds like Me'ikar Adin, you can always postpone the Kvura. If you're going to do the Kvura first, then the Shiva is going to begin, and then the Shiva's Ma'amishta won't be able to be observed. So they're going to be, okay, so under normal circumstances, you should do it like that. Do the Kvura first and postpone the wedding for a week. And if it'll turn out the girl becomes a need then that week, okay, so you postpone the wedding another week or two. Shiny, you postpone the wedding. But if it's going to incur a big Hefsed Merubah, like Bizman Hazeh, whenever you postpone when it's going to be a big Hefsed Merubah, so then we would be Mekel to do it anyways, Mutter. What's Mutter anyway? To postpone the funeral a little bit and to do the Chasana with the Bilas Mitzvah first. And then, so once the days are labeled as Yemei Siva of the Chasan, so the days will not be labeled, you can't superimpose a shame Yom Evil. Yom Evil and Yemei Simcha Tarte the Sasa, either it's one or the other. Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha. So Shabbos, the Mishnah says Shabbos, on Yom Tov there's a Chiv Simcha, on Shabbos there's a Mitzvah of Kibbut V'yoyne, but there's no Din of Simcha. So the Gemara says one doesn't observe Avelus Befrahesya on Shabbos because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Birchas Hashem Hi Tashir V'lo Yosif Etzev Imo. Shabbos is a day of Bracha, it's not a day of Simcha, it's a day of Bracha. V'yivarach Lakim V'siyam Hashvei V'yikadosh Osom. And Birchas Hashem Hi Tashir, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, it's his gula for Hashiras, but lo yosif etzev imo. There won't be any atzvos. So the reason why one doesn't observe Havelus on Shabbos is not the same as on Yont. Yont, if imach alamoy, there's a chiv simcha. So the days are labeled as Yemei Simcha, you can't call them Yemei Eva. But Shabbos is not Yemei Simcha. Shabbos, there is no chiv simcha. It's only an inyan of bracha. So one doesn't observe Havelus before Hesia. Does one observe Havelus Bitzina? Let's say the funeral was on Thursday, and the Shiva is going to be Thursday through Wednesday. It's going to be the Shiva. So does one observe Avelus Betzina on Shabbos? What does it mean, Avelus Betzina? So for example, would you say Tashmish Amita Zos or Amuter? So that's a Machloikes Amaroim. That's the bottom Tosfos on Dal and Amalef. Tosfos quotes a Machloikes Amaroim in Maseches Maikotin, on that Mishnah, where the Dvar Mishnah Betzina on Noeg on Shabbos or not.
I don't understand. How can we say in the case of Hefsed Merubah to you're allowed to put the mason to a cheder for a day and delay the burial if you miss the diet?
Oh. How can you say Me'ikar Adin is Mutter? And the Mokim Hefsed Merubah, we revert back to the Ikar Adin. It's not their Cheretz, but it's the Ikar Adin is Mutter. How can it be Mutter? Isn't there an essay Veloy Sese? A Kobetik Brenem B'Yamahu, and the Sol and the Vlosa. So that's what the Ramban asks. The Ramban on Argimar asks the Kasha. The Ran quotes much of the Kasha of the Ramban. So the Ramban says, well, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Heilinei L'chvodo L'hovali Orem Tachrichem is Mutter. Halonis Ameis is not an absolute Yisr. Halonis Ameis is Osir because Kikilus Elekim Tole, because it's a violation of Kavod Abriyus. So he doesn't finish the sentence. So therefore, so why is the Mutter over here? Why is the Meikar Adin? Why is the Mutter? What happened to the Halonis Ameis? When are they going to... This whole everything happened all in one day? Is Boil Bilas Mitzvah in the daytime? And then they're going to do the Kvura on the same day? Before the Shkia? Is that what it means? It's going to be on the same day. It doesn't mean, no, it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be Boil Bilas Mitzvah Balailo. It's not going to be Boil Bilas Mitzvah Bayom. The Gemara says that married people, it's not their heritage to have Tashmish Bayom. And if you really have to, then there should be a room that's dark, a Bayis Ofel. Bayis means a room. Should be a dark room. Shouldn't have the lights on. But Boil Bilas Mitzvah Posh Pshat means Balailo. So when did the person die? The person probably died 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the wedding is scheduled for today. So you're going to be Melech HaSameis. So you can really bury him. Between 3 o'clock, let's say the Shkia is 8:30 in the summertime. Between 3 o'clock and 8:30, you could have buried him. And you're not, it's not Hilinei L'chvodo. We're not going to call, the days of the Gemara, they're not going to invite people from Arba Campus Oritz to come back from Eretz Yisrael, from Canada, from Australia. We're not going to have all the relatives come. So that's what the Ramban asked. Why is it, what does the Gemara assume? Me'ikar Adin, it's really mutter to do this all the time. Aren't you going to be mailing us a mace? Yeah? You have an answer?
And don't the Rishonim assume that this is all Boto Yom? When they ask, isn't this Avelo Yom Rishonim the Raita? Yom Amita Yom Akura on the same day? And they all have to give Terutzin.
Why can't the people die 24 hours a day? That's if we'd all be on the same day, we'd be fine. Yeah, that's a question. It's not necessarily, we're going to get to that question about Avelis and Rishon. We're going to have to talk about that.
Assuming that there's a mitzvah midoraita, isn't that assuming that if you die the same day, that there's Avelis midoraita? Am I mixing something up?
There is a din of aninus. Okay, we'll discuss that a little bit. There is a din of aninus and there is a din of avelus. Here, take a look. The top tesis on Dalet Amud Aleph, the last five lines. So tesis says, "We make a lot aninus deraisa, we machman avelus derabban." What do you mean aninus deraisa? Aninus deraisa is a pasuk by Vigui Meiser, an Eret Pesach of the fourth year. And Erev Pesach of the seventh year, this is Shnas HaShmita. So Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year is the Shas HaBir. He's supposed to give away Trumas and Maisris and Maiser Oni. And if you have Maiser Sheni, he's supposed to eat it up before the end of Pesach. You can gauge how much you're going to eat on Pesach. Okay, so you leave over a little bit. You have to, that's Shas HaBir. If you have anything left in the first 3 years, so the Torah gives you a half a year to give everything away. So the Shemitah cycle, the thing is divided into three units. 3 years and 3 years, and then Shnas HaShemitah. So the Torah gives you a half a year till Pesach of the fourth year, till Pesach of the seventh year, to dispose of everything. And then in Erev Pesach, you recite, B'yarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, U'gam Nasat V'lalei, V'lageh V'lasim Amon, Asis G'chol Shevisoni, L'avartim Mitzvasecho V'lo Shochochti. So he adds on there, when he recites the Videi Meiser, he says, Lo Echalti Be'oini Mimenu. I didn't eat the Meiser Sheni in a state of aninus. So the Pasuk only speaks about aninus deraisa, that you're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. And Parsha Shmini, it says, Ananashmini Limiluim Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so the two sons, Nadav Avihu, died. And Aaron HaKohen was in Oinen. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should eat the chatas. How come they didn't eat the chatas? So Aaron said, isn't it a kal v'chomer? If the Torah has a din, you're not allowed to eat my susheni, lo yachal to be Oinen. You're not allowed to eat my susheni in the state of Aninus. There should be a kal v'chomer. That korbanus amok kodesh than my susheni. If you have to eat my susheni b'simcha, and in Oinen is not in the state of simcha, so kochim is moso. You have to eat it in the state of Simcha. So for sure, you're not allowed to eat kochim in the state of Simcha. And Kal V'chaim is one of the Yud Gimel Bina Shatar and Idreshes for him. So Aaron said a Kal V'chaim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim with him. Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. That's what Don Gaon quotes from the passage in the Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichsav and Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shebalpeh. Because the Chumash records, the Chumash is Torah Shebichsav, the Chumash records a Kal V'chaim, a drasha of a Torah Shabbat Peh of Aaron HaKohen. Hayita b'yeni Hashem.
Aren't there pirkos on the Kal V'chomer though?
Are there?
Like the Gemara in Magnus has, like, trying to bring the Rav Shimon in the third paragraph, he's trying to bring this whole thing of trying to compare Master Sheni to all these other things, like Kachim, Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim, and then they say the Mala Master Sheni, she has Pidyo and all these things. Like, so you see that there are
chumras,
and they
Fakir, my saying has pinyon, so that's a chumra or a kula. That's a kula. Korbanos don't have pinyon.
No, they consider that a chumra, no? That's, I thought that's considered a chumra in that Gemara.
I don't remember.
It's
a chumra or a kula?
Oh, Kasav Suri, you can't be on
a
Simon. That's a
chumra. Ah.
So there's like a lot of chumras in Meister Sheni.
Meister Sheni has a chumra.
Maybe or something like that.
Yeah, Meister Sheni has a chumra, core chumra, that you can only be paid on Kesav. Shavu Kesav is not good, and Kochim you can be paid on Shavu Kesav, right? Meister Sheni is one of the three cases, but Shavu Kesav is Lavki Kesav, right? Right. But as far as eating it in a state of Simcha, it's a kal v'chaimer that kochim for sure should require a state of simcha. That's a side din. That to be part of the ma'aseh sheni, you need dafke kesef sheishol of tzura. The shavik kesef is not good. No, but that was the kal v'chaimer of Aaron, and Moshe Rabbeinu was masking with the kal v'chaimer. The Chumash records the kal v'chaimer. So that's a din d'oraisa. Anina says a din d'oraisa. The oinen is not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni and kochim in a state of aninus. Avelus, the Gemara says many times, Avelus is only the Rabban. So some Rishonim say that it's not 100% so. There are different parts of Avelus. There are three levels, there's Shiva, there's Shloshim, and there's Yud Beis Chodesh, when a parent dies, so there's Yud Beis Chodesh. So some said the Rif in Brochus, Perek Misha Meso, so the Rif, not Perek Misha Meso, the end of the second Perek in Brochus. The end of Perek Ohayakore. So the Rif there quotes an opinion of the Gaonim that the observance of Shiva is their Isa. Because it says that when Yaakov Avinu died, Vayaslo Abel Shivas Yomim. So that Yosef observed Avelus for 7 days after Yaakov died. So the Rif quotes the Shitas Agorim that Avelus Shiva is their Isa. The Rif disagrees and he thinks only Avelus Yom Rishon is their Isa. The Gemara says Avelus is the Rabbanon. So the Goinim, those Goinim held Shloshim is the Rabbanon, Yud Beis Chodesh is the Rabbanon, but Shiva is the Raisa. The Rif held no. Even the last 6 days of Shiva is also the Rabbanon. The Rabban follows the Rif, and these Goinim, that only Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and the rest of Shiva and Shloshim, Yud Beis Chodesh, everything else is the Rabbanon. The Ramot Paskins, like the Balei Taisa, that everything is the Rabbanon. Even Avelus Yom Rishon is also the Rabbanon. So all of Avelus is the Rabbanon, yeah. What about observing Avelus during a state of Aninus? What about here? Tosis says, we are Mekel in Aninus, the top Tosis, Dalet and Aleph, the last five lines. Tosis says, we're Mekel in Aninus, deraisa, and we're Machmen Avelus Rabbanon, we're Mekel in Aninus, deraisa. Aninus, deraisa is benegeta to not eating kochim and not eating maisosheni, but not benegeta to observing Avelus. Observing Avelus during Aninus is also only the Rabbanon. All Niyug Avelus is only the Rabbanon. According to Balei Tais, all Avelus is the Rabbanon. Yeah. Does one observe Avelus during Aninus? Before the Kvura, does one observe Avelus before? So Rabbi Yeshua says, we machlegs Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, on the bottom of Dalet on the base. Rabbi Lezer says that the Shiva begins and we don't pass. Blazer Shamuti here. We don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua after Stimus Agelo. Avelus begins after Stimus Agelo. So before the Kvura, there's no Avelus at all. That's Takadin. There's no Avelus at all. So that's the opening Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Avil, the beginning, the Rambam says, and when does Avelus begin? Hilchas Ovel, the Rambam didn't have where to put Hilchas Ovel, so he puts it after Hilchas Sanhedrin. So he explains, because in Hilchas Sanhedrin, we spoke about the Haruge Bezdin, in the original din of Kavure, appears in Chumash, with respect to Haruge Bezdin. So that's why he wrote it here. It's a funny explanation. The beginning of the Rambam, Hilchas Ovel, explains why he put it over here. Okay, it's a little bit... I didn't have a better place to put it. So the Rambam asks, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchas Ovel, Meimas Ayischai Vodem Ba'Ovel, Mishayistam Agoylo? Nothing begins. The Rambam holds there's no din of Avelus at all before Kvura. Umipnei Tam Zeh, Rochatz David, Vesoch Kishemes Hayeletem Sheyikavir. David HaMelech lost a child, and he Rechitza Zasa during Shiva, and Sicha Zasa to bathe. The body is awesome, and the shmiran oil is awesome. So David, the Tanakh says that David bathed in the shmiran oil. So the Rambam says the reason why was because he did everything before the Kvura, the dinim don't apply. The Ramban disagrees, and the Balei Tais disagree, and they hold that the laws of Avelus do begin before. How come David was rochatz v'soch on the yeled? So they hold that that yeled was a nefel, that there's no Avelus at all on a nefel.
If we don't pass like Rabbi Lozer, we pass in that schema segola, like the Rambam says. And we're learning out from Yaakov Avinu that Abel Shivas Yamim, but the Abel Shivas Yamim of Yaakov happened before Yaakov was married, not after. So, come to Abel Hashita, whatever, and then they bury him. So, how can we learn out from there? That's
Right, that's what the Yerushalmi says. He can't learn out from Yaakov because Ein Lemeidim Mikoidim Matan Torah, because everything was different then. Everything was totally different. So these Goinim that the Rif quotes in the end of the second paragraph of Brachos, they hold, yeah, you're right. Nitan Torah Minaschat Shaloche, when the Torah was given, everything changed. But you see that in principle, there is a concept of Avel Shivas Yamim Deraisa. And the Rif disagrees. Now he says, no, the Gemara in White Cotton and Ela Magalchen quotes a pasuk from Novi, Achrisa ki oimar, that the Iker Meriris of Avelis is one day. So that's what led the Rif and the Ramam and the Goinim and the Machaber, Paschans like that, to believe that Avelis Yom Rishon is their Isa. That's Avelis Yom Rishon if it's the Yom HaMisa the Hakfura. Correct. If the person is buried on the same day that he died, if it be Yom HaMisa the Hakfura, then it'll be an Avelis their Isa. Yeah. See, there's a big machlokes harishanim. Is one obligated to observe any avelus at all before kvur? So the Rambam says no. There's no niyug avelus at all before the kvur. Everything is mutter. Rechitza sicha mifnei tam ze rochad dabed v'soch kishemeis hayelat terem sheyikaver. And the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam has a lot about. The Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote a whole sefer Torah Sa'adam. He doesn't tell you how to deliver a baby, but he has the halachas that are relevant when you're delivering a baby, how to about deliver a baby on Shabbos, then how you take care of other cholim on Shabbos. What if the patient first talks about delivering babies, then he talks about keeping people healthy, doing surgery, and when he's allowed to do surgery, not allowed to do surgery. And then he talks about what if the person dies. He talks about Dinam of Aninus and Dinam of Avelis. Once he talks about Avelis, he talks about Tisha B'Av and the other Tanaism. That's the Sefer Torah Sa'adam. So in the Torah Sa'adam, the Ramban quotes those who disagree with the Rambam, that Avelis begins right away, even before the Kvura. But the Shiva doesn't begin till after the Kvura. Let's say it took 3 days to lead the Kvura for some reason or another. So you count 3 days before, 4 days after. That's the Shiva. So the din is no. Rav Leza says one doesn't begin to observe the Shiva until after the Kfura. So what was before? The Rambam said there's nothing before. So the Balei HaTosfos, that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber goes with the Rambam Pshita, there's nothing before. And the Ramah goes with the Balei HaTosfos that you do have before. You can have Avelis even before the Shiva begins. And the Rambam holds there is no such thing as Avelis. The Shiva doesn't begin till after Stimus Agel, till after the Gemara HaKvura. We learn like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the only time one has to observe Avelis is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Is it a mitzvah? Do we have mitzvah sesei? We have mitzvah sleisesei. So there's a mitzvah sasei to observe Avelis. Shiva, it's a malos. We call it a malos of Shiva. If you observe one as a relative dies, one observes Avelis for Shiva, he has a Kiyum HaMitzvah. When one is going to observe Avelis before the Kvura, that's not going to count for the Malos of the Shiva. The Shiva only begins after the Stimus Agel. So the Rama holds the mitzvah, Avelis is a mitzvah, there are no Isurim, and the mitzvah only is if it's going to add up to a Malos. If you're going to have a Kiyum HaMitzvah of observing Avelis Shiva Siyam. But the Malos of Shiva doesn't begin till after the Kvura. So Kodem HaKvura, everything is mutter. And the other Rishonim disagree. You're right. The mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah of Avel is only after the kvura. Because whatever you're going to observe before is not going to add up to the shiva. But you can have Isuri Avelis independently of the mitzvah Avelis. You have mitzvah sase and mitzvah sleisase. So the observance of Avelis adds up to a mitzvah sase when one observes the shiva after the kvura. Whatever you observe before is not going to be a kiyum mitzvah. But the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Balei HaTosfos hold, you can have Isuri Avelis independently of a mitzvah of Avelis. That's why this is the same machlokes. Let's say someone dies on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. So you bury him. You wait till Chol HaMoed, whatever. So, but on Yontif, you can't label the days of Shiva. So the Shiva is only going to begin after Yontif is over. So what about on Yontif? Does one observe Avelis at all? So Taisus says yes. Taisus had the Gemara. Taisus said the same machlokes amoraim. The bottom Taisus on Dalad and Aleph. The same machlokes amoraim in Moed Katan. Who was the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Yechanan. That's the bottom Taisus. Whether the Dvarim Shebetzina Anoyeg on Shabbos or not. So Taisus learned the same machlokes for the Dvarim Shebetzina Anoyeg on Yontif. What's the case? someone died on Yom Tov, or someone died on Chol HaMoed, the Kfura was right away on Chol HaMoed. So one does the observance of the Shiva till after. So the observance of Avelos on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, will not add up to a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avelos. The Malos doesn't begin till after. Is there such a thing as Isuri Avelos separate from the Kiyum HaMitzvah? So Tosfos holds yes. Just like Tosfos holds that there are Isuri Avelos on Noeg before Kfura. There's no Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avelos Shiva till after the Kfura. The Malos of Shiva only begins after Stimus Avelos. But Isuri Avelos on Noeg before. So Hu Adinami, Tosfos says, if Misha Meis Beregel, someone dies on Yom Tov, so Dvarm Shiva Tzina on Noeg for 14 days. The first 7 days of Yom Tov, Dvarm Shiva Tzina on Noeg, and then the next 7 days is going to be Shiva Shiva Avelos on Noeg. And the Rambam Lishitosa holds no, that there's no Dvarm Shiva Tzina Noeg on Regel. You only observe Dvarm Shiva Tzina on Shabbos. Hagemara says Dvarm Shiva Tzina, Rabbi Yechanan says, Afal Pisham Ein Avelos Ben Moed, Al Dvarm Shiva Tzina on Noeg. So the simple reading in the Gemara is like Tosfos says, that the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel holds Dvarm Shiva Tzina anat noeg beregel, and Rabbi Yechanan holds Dvarm Shiva Tzina anoeg beregel. So this Machlekes applies both to Shabbos and to Regel. It's Machlekes by both. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that the Machlekes is only by Shabbos, and over here by Chosin. But by real Regel, no one would say that you noeg Dvarm Shiva Tzina. Because the mitzvah of Avelos is only a mitzvah, there are no Isuri Avelos. There are Isurim, you're not allowed to wear shoes, and you're not allowed to bathe, and some, but these are not Isurim. According to the Rambam, these all add up to a Kiyum HaMitzvah. You shouldn't do A, B, C, D. There are 11 things that are Asur and Shiva. So all the Yud Aleph Dvarim, that's how the Ramban says. There are 11 Isurim in the middle of Shiva. All of these observances add up to a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avelos. But there isn't going to be a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Regel, because it's not Oil Elimin Yeshiva. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah will only be after Regel is up. That's the Shaila. According to the Bali HaTosfos, the Ramo is Machmer like the Bali HaTosfos, Ashkenazim. According to the Bali HaTosfos, that all the laws of Avelos begin, all the Surim of Avelos begin even before the Kvura. So how can the Ovel wear shoes when he goes to the cemetery? He takes off the shoes afterwards. How can he wear shoes when he goes to the cemetery? So the Ramban in the Torah Sodom elaborates upon this. So he says, according to the Shitas Bali HaTosfos, all the laws of Shiva begin right away after the person dies. But it's self-understood. You're going to say, one of the dinim of Shiva is Avol Asalotzas Mipesach Beiso. He's not allowed to leave his house. So how is he going to participate in the Kvura? He's Asalotzas Mipesach Beiso. So he said, that's self-understood, that he has to... That's Letzorach Kvuras HaMeis, he has to go. Then if you tell him he can't wear shoes, how's he going to take care of the Kvuras HaMeis? He's going to go barefoot. He has to go a long distance to go do the Kvuras. It's self-understood that he's allowed to wear shoes. Not going to wear shoes. It'll interfere with his ability to take care of the Kvuras HaMeis. That's what many say, that Bizman HaZeh, people can wear sneakers. You wear sneakers, you can accomplish everything that you can accomplish by wearing shoes. So according to the way for Ashkenazim, that all the laws of Avelos begin right away after the Misa, and we only allow the Ovel to be Yotze Mipesach Beisel Letzorach HaKvura. How then is going to take care of the Kvura? We allow him to wear leather shoes Letzorach HaKvura. So today, Bizman HaZeh, it's not Letzorach HaKvura. Let him wear sneakers right away. Let him take off his shoes right away. Put on sneakers. If you assume that sneakers are mutter, usually some sneakers are mutter. According to the Rambam, nothing begins. None of the laws of Avelos begin before the Kvura. So you can take a bath, you can shave, you can do whatever you want. But according to the Ramo, is Machmer like the Bali HaTosfos, that all the laws of Avelos begin right away. The only exceptions to the rule are Osalotzas Mipesach Beisel Letzorach HaKvura, he has to go. And the shoes, on the shoes, we really shouldn't be Mekel Bizman HaZeh. So Nachmo, so we have this problem. The Ramban has that kasha. The Gemara says, Mikir Adin, it's really mutter to postpone the Kvura, to have the Chasen and the Vilas Mitzvah right away, and then to take care of the Kvura later, so that Shiva Sima Mishnah will be observed first, and then Shiva Me'avelos will be observed later. But normally, under normal circumstances, it's not nice to do that. But if it's a Hefsid Merubah, then we revert back to the Ikir Adin. So that's the Kasha. How is it Muta Me'ikir Adin? Won't it sometimes imply you're going to wait till tomorrow? Depends what time of the day the fellow died. A lot of times, Pashup Shad, the boiled bilis mitzvah is going to be tomorrow. So isn't he in violation of the din of kavta, the essay and the lois essay, kovetik brena bayamahu on the soul nivlasa, not to do halonas ameis. How do you say the mikra? Then everything is muta. So the Ramban says the Mishnah, he invokes that Mishnah and said, "Elinei lechvodo, the havelei orim etachrichem is muta." The whole mitzvah with the loisese, you have to bury on the same day, is because of kavod abrias, kavod ameis. So therefore, how do you end off the sentence? So therefore, there's no violation over here. There's something missing over here. There's no violation over here. Where's this Ran? The Ran is on page 2 in the Rif. Those don't have a Rif. Says Yesh Kerach Birachachamim Lakadom and Atayra B'Shei the Altase Yesh Kerach Birachachamim Lakadom and Atayra B'Shei the Altase. What do you mean B'Shei the Altase? So the Gemara says when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so you don't blow shofar. Mika Tinder Raisi Mechiv to blow shofar. So the Chachamim are given authority to tell us to violate a mitzvah min HaTorah, provided that it's Shevi Altasa. So here also they have the right to postpone the Kvura till tomorrow, even though it's going to be Halonas Ameis. They have the right to postpone the Kvura till tomorrow, because Yeshkoach Lakor, Yeshkoach Biar Chachamim Lakor B'Shevi Altasa. So if there's a Hefsid Merubah, so then they invoke that power, they invoke that authority. That yesh koach laka b'shevi altas.
Whenever there's halanas hames lechado, it's more because yesh koach
lechado. No, that's muta because the pasuk says kikilas elikim toloi. That's because there everyone agrees darshin and time in the krok. Because the din, the mitzvah says with the mitzvah slesa kavtek beramalim rahu l'solin. Everything says kikilas elikim toloi because of kavod abrius. So the, since the Torah writes the reason next to the mitzvah. So there, all the Tanaim would agree that the reason regulates the application of the din. So whenever halonas ameis will enhance the kavod abrius, so then there's no prohibition. Yeah, but over here it's not going to enhance. Over here it's not going to enhance. So why is it mutter? So he's really quoting the Ramban on this. That this is based on yesh koach yal chachamim lakadom and atar b'shei v'amtas. Yeah.
So here it says, though, so because you're just being after the severity, so you shouldn't have too much of a sympathy other days. But how does that fit with the Gemara? That's Zion Yimei Mishnah, though. Ron's saying that you really shouldn't have so much sympathy because they're just being mocked. He doesn't have to bury it, fine. But you shouldn't do anything to sympathy. It's supposed to be Zion Yimei Mishnah. So how does that...
Right. So the Ron thinks, the Ron is bothered with another kasha. The Ron is bothered with, that's one kasha. Aren't you postponing the Kfura till tomorrow? So the Ramban answers that it's yesh koach laka b'shevi altasa. The Gemara in Yevamos has a whole list of cases. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, not the one and only case. The Gemara has many other cases. So this is one of the cases. But then the Ramban is battling with another kasha. When you're going to bury the mace, that's the kasha that the Rosh talks a lot about. When you're going to bury the mace, so according to some, we said before there are three opinions, how much of Avelis is there Isa? So the Rif at the end of the second parak in Brachas. Why is it the end of the second parak in Brachas? Anybody remember? But there's a Mishnah there. What's the last Mishnah? But Gamliel's wife died, and the Brachas. Yeah. On Tez Zayin on the base, the Mishnah says about strange things Rabbi Gamliel did. Brachas Laila Harishin Shemesa Ishtoi. He took a bath. His wife died and she was buried, and he took a bath that night in the middle of Shiva. First day of Shiva. Are you talking? Rechit says, Zasa. So he said he's an Istinus. So the Gemara says it was only Laila, not Bayom. Why only Laila? The Gemara says because Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanon. The Chsiv Achrisik Yomar, Pasik and Treyosar and Omos. So the Rif has a whole discussion over there, how much of Avelis is deraisa. That's on Tezayin of Beis, the end of the second parak. The third parak is about Misha Mesa Muta Lefana, has more about Avelis. But the end of the second parak is where the Rif and Brachas, that's where the Rif has a discussion. He quotes the Shitas HaGaon, that all Shiva Avelis is deraisa. He doesn't agree. He thinks only Yom Rishon, Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa. How do they get, where do you get an idea Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa? Because you borrow the concept from Aninus. Aninus in the Chumash talks about eating Maaseh Sheni. The Einan is not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni and Kotchim. It doesn't talk about observance of Avelis at all. But they understood from the Gemara that Avelis, Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan. Not to bathe, but Laila is the Rabbanan. But not to bathe by Yom, they understood is their Isa. That's the simple mashmos of the Gemara. The Abel is not allowed to bathe by Yom. Yom Hamisa Bahakvura, that's a din their Isa. And after the first day is up, not to bathe by Laila, that's only the Rabbanan. So the Makamistinus will make Alana din the Rabbanan. But that's what the Rif and the Ramam hold, the Mechaba Pasuk is like that. Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa if it's Yom HaMisa VeHakvura. If the person was buried on the same day that he died, that's the Raisa. And then the Ramah Pasuk is like the Balei HaTosfos, that everything is the Rabbanan. I, from the Gemara there, Tezainam and Beis and Brochus, it sounds like only bathing Balayla is Mutta, bathing by Yom would have been Aser. So the Balei HaTosfos explain it, the Rush explains it away, that's not what it says in the Gemara. So bottom line, there are three opinions. How much of Avelis is the Raisa? How much is the Rabbanan? So according to the Ramah, all Avelis is the Rabbanan. So you have no problem. But if one should assume that Shivas Yimei Avelis are the Raisa, like the Goyen Sheberif, the Rif quotes such a good, or the Rif rejects it, and he and the Rambam and the Mechaber Paskan Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa, so then you have a problem over here. What does the Gemara say? Shivas Yimei Amishta. Shivas Yimei Amishta is the Raisa or the Rabbanan? So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that the first halacha, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Avot. The Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that Moshe Rabbeinu made the takana of Shivas Yimei Avelus and Shivas Yimei Amishta. It's all the takana of the Rabban. What do you mean Shivas Yimei Avelus? On the level of the Raisa, Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. The additional 6 days is the Rabban. And Shivas Yimei Amishta, probably everything is the Rabban. Probably everything is the Rabban. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim ask. If Shivas Yimei Amishta is only the Rabbanon and Avelis Yom Rishon is their Isa, so when they're going to bury the mace already, they're going to bury the mace, you're going to be conflicted. The Chasen Kala want to celebrate Shivas Yimei Amishta, which is only on the level of the Rabbanon. But whoever's parent died, whoever is in Avelis, the brother died, parent died, whatever it is, whoever it happens to be. In the days of the Gemara, you need Davka Aviv Shal Chasanim Shal Kala to make it into a Hefsid Merubah. That's part of that. Today it's a Hefsid Merubah, even if a brother or a sister dies. You're going to postpone the wedding, you're going to lose thousands and thousands of dollars. That's a Hefsid Merubah without it being a parent, even if it's a brother or a sister. So it would also be the same story. So the Gemara says, you'll bury the mace, and they'll observe the Shivas Ma'amishta, and the Shivas Ma'avelis later. So the question is, but there's going to be a conflict here. Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and Simchas Chasen is only the Rabbanon. Is there a rule that the Rabbanon can't cancel a Raisa, or is there not such a rule? Is there such a rule, or is there not such a rule? So Tosfos quotes the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, from the days of the Gaonim. They're not sure exactly who wrote the Bahag, but they know it was written in the days of the Gaonim. So the Halachas Gedolos says, what if someone dies on the last day Yontif? Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. The last day, not, let's say, 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Pesach, so the second day is Chalamoy. That's a Yom Simcha Menatar, but the eighth day of Pesach. The eighth day of Pesach Menatar, and Eretz Yisrael is Chol already. In the Chutz Lortz, it's a Yontif Ben Rabban. So let's say someone died on the eighth day of Pesach, and they buried him on that day, Yontif Sheni, Bizman HaGemara. So on the level of their Raisa, the Goinim are of the opinion there's a Chiv Avelis Yom Rishon. You have to observe Avelis. On a level of the Rabbanon, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So you have a conflict between a mitzvah der Raisa and a mitzvah der Rabbanon. So what's the din? So the Mechaber quotes the Goinim, and the Rambam holds like that, the Halachas Gedolos, they say, if you have a conflict between Simchas Yontif der Rabbanon, Yontif Achron, the last day, second day Shavuot, so the eighth day Pesach, or the ninth day of Sukkot, Simchas Torah, where it's only a Yontif der Rabbanon, and an Avelis Yom Rishon der Raisa, So you can't throw out an Avelus Deraisa. Whenever there's a conflict between the Deraisa and the Rabbanon, you have to observe the Deraisa. So if that's true, so Tosfos says, first, Tosfos disagrees with the Halachos. So first of all, they disagree. They say, there ain't no such thing as Avelus Deraisa. All Avelus, only the Rabbanon. They don't believe in Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa. Everything is only the Rabbanon. Then they say, secondly, it's not true. Even if the Goyim would have been right that Avelus Yom Rishon were Deraisa, it's not necessarily so when you have a conflict between a Deraisa and the Rabbanon, that the Deraisa takes precedence over the Rabbanon. Look in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, you observe the Shivus Yemei HaMishta. There's no Pasuk in Chumash that there's a din of Shivus Yemei HaMishta. The Pashta says, no Pasuk in Chumash, it's only a Rabbanon. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein Shivus Yemei HaBeilus and Shivus Yemei HaMishta. The Rambam quotes Yerushalmi. So Shivus Yemei HaMishta is only the Rabbanon. And nonetheless, you don't observe Avelus. When someone dies, you have Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa. According to the Gemara, you have Avelus Deraisa. And you don't observe it. You observe the Shivus Yemei HaMishta. So Tosfos says, they disagree with the Halachas Gedolos on two accounts. See, the Sfardim follow the Mechaber on this, that if someone dies and is buried on Yom Tov Achron, on the second day Shavuos, on Simchas Torah, or on the eighth day of Pesach, and the Yom HaMisa V'Hakfura, so the Avelus Yom Rishon has to be observed because there's a conflict between a Derais and a Derabbanon. The Derais Avelus Yom Rishon and the Derabbanon of Simchas Yom Tov. And Ashkenazim don't follow that for two reasons. Reason number one, because Ashkenazim hold, the Ramos says, all Avelus the Rabbanon, even Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanon. And secondly, Tosfos says, the whole premise is not necessarily correct. Who says when you have a conflict between a Deraisa and the Rabbanon, that the Deraisa always wins? That the Rabbanon can win. But Haraya, that Shivus Yemei HaMishta is only the Rabbanon, and you don't observe, even according to the Goinim, who hold Avelus Yom Rishon as the Deraisa, you don't observe Avelus Yom Rishon here. That's Tosfos' argument. So how does the Bahag answer Tosfos' argument?
Even according to the opinion that Yom Rishon is the Raisa, that's not only if the burial and the death were on the same day, on that first day?
Right, the Rishonim say it's only Avelus Yom Rishon if it's Yom HaMisa V'Hakfra, if the Kura place on the same day. Right.
So then according to, our Gemara is different
now. That's the question. The Gemara says the din under all cases. The Gemara doesn't say dafke if the misa was this day and the kvur is tomorrow. It sounds even if it's a long day, the guy died at night and we're going to bury him in the day and the chuppah is going to be in the afternoon and the bias mitzvah is going to be all on the same day. The Gemara doesn't say dafke, the same day, different day. It sounds like it's in both cases, even if it's a different day also. So that was the Ramban's kasha. You violate an essay, but I says, I've covered the gebered and my yamahu, the solen, how do you do that? So he says, yesh koach laka b'shevi altas. He said, that's Shevi Altas. But then this question, why, so Tosfos proves in Margimara, Tosfos and the Rosh is the end of the Baliyat Tosfos. So Tosfos and the Rosh prove in Margimara, Shivus Yemei HaMishta is only the Rabbanon, and Avelus Yom Rishon, according to the Goanim, is the Raisa. So why, if it turns out that it's Yom HaMisa V'Hakfura on the same day, it sounds from the Gemara that it doesn't pose a problem. So don't you see that the Mitzvah Simcha de Rabbanon of Shivus Yemei HaMishta of the Chasan takes precedence over the Deraisa. Even the Goyim hold that Yom HaMisa V'Hakfura is Deraisa. Don't you see that the Rabbanon can take precedence over Deraisa? So how did the Goyim going to answer this kasha? So the Rosh on our daf raises the question. He says, look, in Brochas I wrote a whole essay about this topic. Here he just raises it lightly. Here the Rosh is on page 228, first page in the Rosh. So at the bottom of the second column in Simon Hay, the Rosh raises the question, Bikan Kosha, the Masha Kosha, Balalachas Gedolos, this is Tosfos Kasha, on the Bahag. Bikan Kosha, the Balalachas Gedolos, the Bahag says that if someone dies and is buried on the last day Yontif, one would observe Avelus Deraisa because it's Deraisa, and you wouldn't observe the Simchas Yom Tov Derabbanon, because whenever there's a conflict between a Deraisa and the Rabbanon, the Deraisa has to take precedence. So Tosfos in Brochas has this. He tells you, look at what I wrote in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas tells a story that Reb Lezer came into the Tana Reb Lezer came into the Beis HaMedrash, and there were only 9 Jews, and it needed a 10th person for the minyan. So the Gemara says he was Meshacher his Eved in order to be Mashlam him for the Minyan, because an Eved is not Mitzarf to a Minyan. So he was Meshacher the Eved in order to be Mitzarf him for the Minyan. So that to be Meshacher in Eved Kanaini is an Issa Deraisa. Liyonim Bohem Tavoidu. The Gemara has that Samachlegis or Rekivir Rabbi Shmuel. How do you read? The Gemara has in the Saita Dab Gimel. There are three Psukim Chumash where there's a Machlegis or Rekivir Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a Rishus or a Chayva. So the Pasuk says, if you have an Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri goes free at the end of 6 years. Chveis, I bought the Eved Ivri on Zion Adar, so 6 years later on Vav Adar, that's the end of the 6 years, he goes free. Or if it comes, Yom Kippur Shel Yevil comes before. Or if he's an Eved Nirtza, Avad Liyolam, not to be taken literally, Liyolam void, till at Meir Yesem Shana, Avad Liyolam means till Yom Kippur Av Yevil. When it comes Yom Kippur Av Yevil, then the Eved Ivri goes free. But in Eved Knein, he says, Liyolam Em Tavoidim. He doesn't go free B'sheish, and he doesn't go free when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yevil. So it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, how do you translate the Liyolam Em Tavoidim? So Rabbi Shmuel says, it's a Rishus. If you want to, you can maintain your Eved Knein Liyolam void. You don't have to set him free, not Yom Kippur Shel Yevil, not B'sheish. If you want to, you can set him free. If you don't want to, you don't have to. There's no din of sheish, he's not yotze b'sheish, and he's not yotze b'yom kippur shol yoyzeh. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. V'avodo, how does it say? Liyolam em tavoy, there was an essay. Amashachar avdo oiva b'essay. It's an issa deraisa. You're not allowed to free an Eved Knein. So we assume like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara tells this story in Brachas, that Rabbi Lezer, the Tana, came into the shul. There were only 9 Jews in the shul, so they needed a 10th person for the minyan. So his Meshachar is Eved Knein, in order to be mashlam him to the minyan. What did he need a minion for? What did he need a minion for? Because he wanted to say a Dvarm Shebikdusha. Kedusha, Kaddish Baruch Hu, all the things are the Rabbanon. That's not a din deraisa, you're not Mechuyev. All these things are the Rabbanon. So you see, there's a conflict between a deraisa and the Rabbanon. You don't always say that the deraisa beats out the Rabbanon. That the Rabbanon can take precedence over the deraisa. So Tesis says, you see from the Gemara, the Rosh says, unless you're going to say that it was Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and Parsha Zohar is deraisa. Come on, he was Meshach the Eved on Shabbos Parsha Zohar. So the Rosh says that's probably not the Pshat. It wasn't. That's the Rosh, that it sounds like you need a minyan deraisa for Parsha Zohar. That's the Chumash Hadeshin. Is Medayik from that Rosh. What did the Rosh say? Unless it was Parsha Zohar, but it doesn't appear to be so. And if it's Parsha Zohar, that all of a sudden you need a minyan min HaTorah. So it sounds from the Rosh that you need a minyan min HaTorah for Parsha Zohar. So that's where the Tosfos is in Brachas. The Tosfos in Brachas says, this Gemara is a contradiction to the Bahag. Bahag is of the opinion, whenever there's a conflict between a din deraisa and din derabbanan, the din deraisa always takes precedence. So a kaver es meisa b'yontav achron shel chag, avelus yom rishon is deraisa and simchas yontav is only derabbanan, the avelus yom rishon must be observed. So Tosfos says he's wrong for two reasons. First of all, we hold all avelus derabbanan, even avelus yom rishon. And secondly, the whole premise is not true. There is no such klal that whenever there's a conflict between a derais and the rabbanon, that derais always takes precedent. It's not true. Reb Lezer was meshachar the Eved. He violated the derais in order to be able to fulfill the rabbanon of kadosh kedusha and baruch and so on. So the Rosh says the harachti b'dover b'brachas perik ha'yikari simin tezvav. That's on the bottom of the second column on page 228. Then he says Rabbeinu Meir halev is al kasav. The whole kasha was from this gemara. The Gemara says you observe the Shivus Yemei HaMishnah and only, and you postpone the Shivus Yemei HaAvelus. How can you postpone the Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa? According to these Goyim, if Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, how can you postpone it? The whole Shivus Yemei HaMishnah is only the Rabbanon. So Rabbeinu Meir Alev Hefer Emphas, he says, Shivus Yemei HaMishnah is the Rabbanon, the remaining 6 days, just like Avelus, Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Shivus Yemei HaAvelus, well, Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa, the last 6 days is derabbanon. So Rabbeinu Meir Halevi says the same is true regarding Shivus Yemei HaMishnah. The first day is deraisa, and the 6 days are derabbanon. Where's the first day deraisa? Where's there a pasuk? The first day by Avelus is deraisa. That's the Gemara Brachas we just read before. And Tazayin on base. And Gemara talks about Aninus Laila, Aninus Yom, and the pasuk in Treyoser and Amos Vachrisa Kiyomar. So that's what the Goinim and the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber Paskin, Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa. Where is there a pasuk to distinguish between the first day of Shivus Yemei HaMishnah and the remaining 6 days of Shiva Simat Mishta. Shabbat and Meir Levi quotes a pasuk in Shir Hashim. V'yom chasenosa v'yom simchas libra. So the Chumash speaks about the Nabi, the Shir Hashim. Shlomo HaMelech talks about Yom Chasenosa as a Yom Simchas Liboy. So you see, the first day, Simchas Chasam Mekala, from the Shiva Siman Mishta, the first day is the Raisa, the remaining 6 days, that's Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Rishonim says, Moshe Tikkun Laim L'Yisrael, Shiva Siman Mishta v'Shiva Siman Avelos, so he says it's parallel. The first day of the Chasam, the first day of Avelos is the Raisa, the remaining 6 days was introduced by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the teretz that he gives. That even though the Avelus and Rishon is deraisa, but the Simchas Chosan on the first day is also deraisa. So it's a deraisa in conflict with the deraisa. So since the Simchas Chosan came first, you had the Chasana first, and then you did the Kvura. So the day is already labeled as a Yom Simcha Min HaTorah. Simchas Chosan, Yom Rishon is deraisa. Maybe you can't label it as a Yom Evel Min HaTorah. That's his teretz. Others, the Mishkan Es Yaakov has a tshuva. He wants to say that all the 7 days, Shiva Siman Mishta, they're all deraisa. All deraisa. All the Balei HaTosfos assume that Shiva Siman Mishta, everything is derabbanan. Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi came up with a chiddush that Simchas Chosan, the first day, is deraisa. As it says, Yom Chasanasa, Yom Simchas Liba. So the Mishkan Es Yaakov comes up with an einfall that all 7 days of Simchas Chosan are deraisa. Where in the world did he get that from? So he quotes the Mishnah in Moed Katan. Says in the Mishnah Moed Katan, there's a pasuk in Parshas Tazria that when you show the Negat Tzaras to the kohen, so the kohen has to determine whether it is a Negat Tzaras or not a Negat Tzaras. So the pasuk implies Ubiyom Hera Osa LaKohen. If it's the right day, then you should appear before the kohen. When is it a right day? When is it a wrong day? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah in Moed Katan and Mishnah is Negoim like that. If it's Yontif. If it's Yontif, you don't have to go to the kohen to ask if it's an Eged Saras. It's going to ruin your whole Yontif. The kohen's going to, if he says it's not an Eged Saras, you're going to be Malei Simcha. But he may say that it is an Eged Saras. So you're not, and Saras is only Betami after the Psak of the kohen. Kozman the kohen doesn't declare that it's an Eged Saras, it's not Tomei at all. So the Mishnah says he doesn't have to go. Normally we would have said he's Mukhif to go immediately. Let's say a person thinks he has an Eged Saras. So he has to go to the kohen. How soon does he have to go? I'll go next year. I got plenty of time. There's no rush. No. But the Mishnah said, with a piece, to go at the earliest available opportunity. That's a question. Let's say a couple gets married and they both want to go to graduate school and they want to postpone having children. So do you say, no, you have a chiyuv piriviriviyah. Before you pick the wife, so you can't say, go take a pilegish and have children. It's just going to ruin your whole life. But let's say you already picked the wife. You already know who's going to be the mother of your children. So are you mechuyif to have children right away, or can you postpone? So this Gemara, this Mishnah, sounds like whenever you mechuyif to do a mitzvah, you mechuyif to do the mitzvah the earliest available opportunity, unless you have a pasuk that says otherwise. So here there's a pasuk that says you can postpone showing the negat tzaras to the kohen if it's a chosen all shivas yimei amishta, or if it's regal and a chosen. There's a mitzvah of simcha, so if you're going to go to the kohen, it's going to pass kantameh, it's going to ruin the Shiva Siman Mishta is going to ruin the Simchas Yankov. So the Mishkan is Yankov says, based on that pasuk, V'yom Hera Oso Abakoyim, Yesh Yom Shatarayim Negoyim, Yesh Yom Shiatarayim Negoyim, Rashi and Chumash quotes that Mishnah. So it goes on Yontif and Chosin Shiva Siman Mishta. So he thinks that all Shiva Siman Mishta are deraisa. The Pashtus is not so. The Pashtus, this Rav Meir HaLevi is a Chiddush, that the first day of Shiva Siman Mishta is deraisa, that itself is a Chiddush. The Rosh quotes it as a fantastic Kiddush. The Pashta says that the whole institution, all Shiva Siman Mishta, is only the Rabbanim. Not to say that all Shiva Siman Mishta are their Isa. That's a Mishkan Es Yaakov, it's an original thinker. He says that maybe it's all their Isa. So what do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Iker Adin, it's really Mutta, to postpone the Kvura to late. Why is it muta meikir adin? It's not a nice thing to do. You should really take care of the mace. So under normal circumstances, we'll take care of the mace and postpone the wedding, postpone the Shiva Siman Mishta. But if you have a big hefsed meruba, a big shas adchak, then you revert back to the ikir adin. Why is the ikir adin that you can postpone? What happened to the Rambanis? What happened to the Esse V'loi Sese, Kovdik B'renem O'Yamahu, the Lassonin? So he says, Yesh koch b'yad chachomim lakor, B'shevi al tasa. So they tell you, don't bury the mace. Don't bury the mace. So you're in violation of the essay. You're violating it, b'shevi al tasa. So we say, yesh koach lakor. It's not that the Iker Adin. We have, the rabbis have in their power to make such a kula. Yesh koach lakor b'shevi al tasa. If you have a woman who's an aguna, they can say, we allow the woman to remarry without any get, and even though we don't know whether the husband is alive or dead, we know the husband is alive, but the husband is alive, doesn't want to give her a get. So, ein koach lakor b'kumbi, I say, they can't allow a woman to remarry without a get, without ascertaining the husband is dead. But here, we say, yesh koach lakor, the chachamim have the authority, in rare instances, that they can be oikadim hatar, b'shevi al tasa. So this is called b'shevi al tasa. So then you have a kasha, but it's not always shed. That's postponing the kvura. But after you're going to do the kvura, then it's going to be, according to some guns, going to be a chiv avelus. The rice avelus yam rishon. So why don't you have to preserve the avelus yam rishon? So Taisus says, so what there'll be? Also, yeshkach laka b'shevi altas. So Taisus holds all the avelus, all the rabbanon. But the shad is, if you hold like the goyim, that are mechaber, that avelus yam rishon is the rice. So why don't we require of the one who is a relative that he has to observe the Avelus Amrishon Deraisa? So Taisus thinks that sometimes you have a conflict between a Deraisa and the Rabban. The Rabban takes precedence over the Deraisa. You don't always say that the Deraisa takes precedence. Taisus disagrees with the assumption of the Halachas Gedolus. The Halachas Gedolus is the one who postulated like that. And Taisus didn't like it because Reb Lezer was Meshach the Yevet to be Mitzarfim to the Minyan. So you see, you can have a conflict between a deraisa and the rabbanon, and the rabbanon will take precedence over the deraisa. But according to the halachas gedolos, who says never, the deraisa always takes precedence over the rabbanon. So what are you going to do with this gemara? So that's what the Rabbeinu Meir Halevi says. You have to say that chasan yam rishon is deraisa. So if the avelus yam rishon is going to be on the chasan yam rishon, so they're both deraisa. So whichever one came first wins. So if you have the chuppah first and the bias mitzvah first, then the simcha's chas yam rishon was chal first, and then the avelus yam rishon is not going to be chal. And the Mishkan Yang wants to say all the 7 days, all shivus me'am mishter, all their eyes. Okay. Problematic is not such a smooth gemara. Yeah.
If we're wearing them the next day, then does everyone agree it's not deraisa anymore? It's not yom hamisa anymore.
Right. We assume that if it's Yom HaKvur, but it's not the Yom HaMisa, so they would all agree that it's not their rice.
So we might have if we're bearing him on the same day, then we're not violating Alamas HaMis. And if we're bearing him the next day, it's not the rice anymore.
But if you're bearing him on the next day, then we violated Alamas HaMis.
So we were Oker Dabar Minotar, but we don't have a problem about the Avelis anymore.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That is correct. That is correct. Yeah.
When we say shave al tasa, so kind of coming out here, that you can even just violate the law through inaction.
Right.
Is that always how it's understood? No. But it's also, if I was understanding, we tell you not to do mitzvahs aseh.
Right. Rabbi Chana Basman has an essay about that in Anyivamas on that daf, on that tzaddik, and he shows that it's a machlokes harishonim. When you say yesh kach b'achachamim, laka dov min hatar b'shevi al tasa as opposed to kumbi aseh, doesn't mean mitzvah sese versus loy sese, or even a loy sese. If you violate the loy sese b'shev al tase, that's also muta. So this answer of the Ramban is working on the assumption that you can even violate a loy sese if you violate it b'shev al tase. Losolin nivlosolate, you violate halonis ames b'shev al tase, you don't violate it b'kumbi aseh. Wow. So it's a mechudish dike gemara, yeah.
How did they go on the Gaon and answer the question from Nega Zarach that you could push off showing the Nega because of Shivas Yimash?
I don't know. If you say that that's a din deraisa, it would appear from the Mishnah that Minatari is supposed to show the Nega Zarach at the rest available opportunity. Question, does that extend to all other mitzvahs in the Torah? Peri Revio also? Maybe Rias Nega Zarach is Mochom and then Peri Revio. That's the question Chazanish talks about that, the very end of Negoim. In his Sefer on Negoim, the last page, he talks about that. Does that Mishnah indicate that in all the mitzvahs are Torah, you have to fulfill the mitzvah at the earliest available opportunity? Well, not necessarily. And say, boy, becomes bar mitzvah the week after Purim. So what's going to be? But Parsha Zachar, he has to gather together a minyan, or he can wait till next year. He'll hear Parsha Zachar next year. Okay, you can wait till the middle of the summer when they're going to lay in Zechiras HaMolech and Parshas HaShavuah. But he say no, he has to fulfill the mitzvah the earliest available opportunity. So we never heard that all the kids have become by mitzvah after Shabbos Parshas Zachar, they should gather together at Minyan to hear laying Parshas. I never heard of that. So we see that we're relaxed about it. It's apparently not so important. So why is by Rias Negoim? Why is it? So Chazan Yisrael said maybe Rias Negoim is a more choshev a mitzvah, more important mitzvah. Okay. What? Right. But now he became by mitzvah the week after Parsha Zachar. So he has to fulfill a mitzvah.
He didn't have a shir to get it.
Oh, he didn't wait a year after he became bar mitzvah? No, we usually say if you wait a year after the last time you heard Parsha Zachar, that's the Shir Shikha. But he never heard Parsha Zachar on the level of Deraisa. Could be. Okay, maybe that's the answer. Okay, could be. Okay, Belinetta, tomorrow we will continue. Tomorrow, normally the Shir on Wednesday is 12:45. Tomorrow I have to give some other Shir for some group. So I have to begin the Shir a little after 1, about 5 or 10 after 1. Okay.